Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Jamie's Journal. This morning we're going to do seven steps, seven keys, seven ways to talk about health. Seven ways, seven steps. You want to get your journal out. You want to get a pen. You want to get paper. You want to tell somebody to tune in. You want to tell somebody to tune in. This is a very important show because we all are looking to our future. We all are doing what we're supposed to do. And if you're like me, you always look to your future. And if your future is not looking bright, then how are you going to keep on moving forward? So this morning we are going to talk about seven steps. We're going to go into August. We're going to go into a little bit of August, talking about the seven steps of health. The seven steps of health. There are in no particular order. And when I thought about it, I didn't really do an order. Sometimes when you talk about health, it's no particular order because everybody needs help in certain ways. Everybody needs help in a different way. So we're going to, this is the end of July. We're going into August. So as we go into August, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But if you get your pens and papers out, I guarantee you'll be able to look back and say, wow, I actually went through seven tips of just a healthier way and a healthier outlook. Let's see if Dr. Ellen Spann's here. Good morning, Dr. Ellen Spann. Are you there?
I'm here this morning. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am just fantastic this morning. Just fantastic.
Awesome. How's the weather over there in Maryland?
In Maryland, the weather is awesome. There's a little bit of an overcast, just a tiny bit, but for the most part, the sun is definitely making its way through, and there's a breeze. You can see the trees. You can see the leaves kind of moving back and forth, a wonderful sight of God this morning.
Awesome. So as I was telling everybody, we are going to go into talking about seven steps of health, and I'm trying to push beyond just these seven steps and talk about some vision for the fall. Before we go into health for the fall, just stay tuned. Tell somebody to tune in. Did you hear me? Tell somebody to tune in. We're going through seven steps, seven keys, seven tips, seven ways, however you want to put it, in health. Now, me and Arlene have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, and I'm pretty sure me and Arlene have it down pat. And for those of you who want to call in, the number is still the same, 626-696-8566. We will take your calls live. But the number is still the same and has not changed over the last, 2-3 years? So we are going to continue to talk about health. It's not something that is in order, but we need to know. Recently, over the weekend, I had a little tragedy going on with myself and some challenges, and two of my friends called me, and they asked me about how I was doing. I said, I'm doing better than I was, because I had some issues going on. I know you probably saw, if you follow me On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you follow me. But I'm better. But we were talking about health, and health is just important. And you know, many people think, oh my God, you know, I've seen her this or I've seen her there. Just because you see me someplace don't mean you know, the worst is going to occur in my life. You know, everybody has challenges and things they have to deal with. And this is daily. This is daily routine. You know, I've been in the health industry for years before some of my friends actually had the light click on and say, oh, wow, I should get healthier. You know, I've been in here for years just, you know, daily routine. You know, everyone knows that I have anemia. So, you know, it's a daily routine. Arlene, it's a daily routine. Mm-hmm. So as I go through my weekend, you know, we just talk and we talk and we talk, but we don't realize that the words that we say. So it's a lot concerning health that we need to talk about, but I only did 7. So, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, we gotta... I don't know how, Arlene, we got to fit all those categories in because this is so vitally important. You know, there's not one area that's more important than the other when you talk about health, you know, because we've been talking about the mind, we've been talking about the body, we've been talking about diabetes, but we don't, you know, there's no one area that we should be focusing on. You know, like, I didn't know I was lacking magnesium over the weekend, you know, so I needed more magnesium, you know. So there's always a area that we need to work on. So the first area I think we need to work on is what we're saying to ourselves. One of my friends, she's so conscious of what she's saying that sometimes she doesn't even say it right. Like, you know, she has this personal trainer because she's trying to look, you know, good again. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, I hope to keep this shape. I hope to do this. I hope to do that. I hope to do this. I hope to do that. But I keep on telling her, you can do it. It's just a matter of saying it and doing it. You know, she gave me a lot of points and a lot of keys and this and that. And I said, I was trying to understand what she was saying. She was trying to motivate me on health, and I was like, crazy. You know, because I know a lot about health. So you can't tell me that I don't know what I don't know. It was just a funny conversation. And then one of my other girlfriends that I've known for years, she said that she couldn't drink coffee. And I was like, wait, I remember her. She used to drink 3-4 cups a day. Now she says, oh, no, I can't drink coffee. But then if she needs to stay up, she drinks coffee. So I'm like, hello. There's something not clicking there. I don't know, Arlene, if you ever had those conversations with people when they just they're not clicking. Something's not clicking. I don't know if you've ever been there. Have you been there?
I mean, I have because I've been there. That's why I'm chuckling over here because I'm thinking, you know, that was me. I mean, you know, you figure that you think you know, and then all of a sudden when new information comes to you and you gain the knowledge and you get more things from people who understand your body, you're like, maybe I didn't know as much as I thought I knew in the first place, and so I have to do more research and then get a handle on what I'm doing and then allow myself to go through the process of learning the new things I need to know about my body. I mean, like before, if you would have told me, Jamie, that I was pre-diabetic, I would have looked at you like I had six eyes or you had six eyes. You know, it's like, what are you talking about? But once I got a handle of it and understood what it meant and understood the lifestyle that I was leading that led up to that, then I understood it a little bit more to that point. So that was me. So you probably talking about me this morning. So thank you for putting me in check.
Back to you.
Well, anytime. But I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But I mean, there's just people out here today, and there's one friend that's a nurse, and she's like, things are just not clicking. Wait. You're a nurse. You went to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn all these techniques and all these things and all these body parts, and you mean to tell me you still didn't get it right? Like, hello? You know, and uh-huh.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, one of my clients is a RN, and both she and her daughter is a client. So, just because they've gone through that training does not mean that they got the skills and everything that's needed to push their own lives forward. Because what this client shared with me, she said that, you know, you're eating constantly all day, and in between dealing with patients and everything, and then they're doing the pizza call-ins and those kinds of things. So, you know, just because a person is in the health field, because one of my physicians at one point, she herself was overweight. So they are in a stressful field. They can diagnose and give you stuff, but that don't mean that they're taking it upon themselves, because many times they don't take the time for themselves. They just know that they need to prescribe something to you, but it's not until things happen in their lives later on that they get a diagnosis that they realize, I need to practice what I preach. So they don't always get it right. They're just like us. They're people. They're human beings. It doesn't mean just because they're in that medical field that they are taking hold of what they've learned. So, you know,
that's,
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Back to you, Jamie. Back to you.
That is so true, because I was sitting after I got out of the hospital Thursday night. I was sitting there, and, you know, doctors were walking out eating chips and soda.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so true. And I'm like, I'm just sitting here, you know how you just want to observe people, and
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes I just do that. I'm like, you know what, why? and we don't think. We just mm-hmm. don't think. I just know that we don't think. We don't take it into fruition. If I go through school and I spend all this money and I help others, why can't I help myself as well and get there physically, spiritually, mentally, so that I can perform the best duty on others and show them the right way to go?
Mm-hmm. And that
just makes
easier.
Sense to me.
And you know, that's easier said, Jamie, as they say, than done, because it's so convenient. You've got to remember, right there is the snack machine. And the snack machine is going to have every snack you can think of, from salt to sugar, all right? From high fructose corn syrup, they're going to throw some water in there. But 9 times out of 10, the people who go to that snack machine are not going there for the water. They're going there for the chips, the dips, the honey buns, the Twinkies, just whatever is in there, because their body is craving those things. So it doesn't matter that they're in the medical field. It's that our society in itself has made these things convenient. I mean, some you can go now and they'll have an apple or they might have orange in the vending machine. You know what I'm saying? The ones where you can open and slide the door. And there are some that will have sandwiches and things like that in the vending machines. But many times, what is the food of choice that they place in there, knowing that many people are going to choose these things, even if it's ill health, even if it's in the hospital, don't matter. They're still going to have, for your convenience, the chips, the sweet cakes, or whatever you want to call them, and the soda. That's going to be the predominant things that's there. And even when they give you the juices, many of the juices are laden with sugar and they're laden with high fructose corn syrup. So they're still not giving you the better choices. So as you're going through the seven steps that you were talking about for the mind, spirit, one of them, like you say, is what you're saying to yourself. Are you going to say to yourself, I choose because I know these are the choices that I'm going to have at work. It's going to be in this vending machine. I choose to bring my own. Or are you going to say, I'm going to choose the better choices of what they have in that vending machine? So I'm going to say to myself, I'm going to start with my mind, transform it, and think differently about what I see in this vending machine. If the better choice is the water in there, then each time you go towards that vending machine, if you just have to spend some money, give them money for the water. I mean, I'm just saying, okay? Back to you, Jamie.
Give them $1 or $2 for the water.
For the water.
Right. That's true. That's true, but it's just amazing how people don't articulate as well as you think they do. It's just amazing to me, you know. I would, you know, if you, Arlene, would have came to me 10 years ago and said, Jamie, we're going to sit down and do this together, I would say, okay. You know, but nowadays, people just go out and I understand you're busy. Nurses, doctors are busy. I understand, you know, they're running around doing this and that and this and that. But I know one lady that my friend's sister, she's a sister, and she prepares the night before. Every meal from breakfast to dinner, she knows what she's eating. So either when she's home or when she's out, she has it in front of her. She doesn't have to, oh, what am I going to eat today? Oh, what? She doesn't have to do that. All she has to do is go in her bag. I know what I'm eating. It's there. And she's done. But most people, I mean, they just don't think. They just don't think. And this one lady, she's a size, I want to say a size 7, maybe a 6, you know, and she's short like me, she's short like us, but still she knows what she's eating, how she's eating, how much she's eating, and she just knows, and that's what we have to get to be, instead of, I know what I'm doing from, 7 a.m. to about 10 a.m. every morning, but a lot of times when I get up, I don't realize what I want to eat. You know, sometimes I eat something different. But my main thing is in the morning, eat some iron, whether it's oatmeal, whether it's, you know, a kale smoothie. You know, I think I put one on your Facebook page the other day, Arlene.
You did.
A kale smoothie. And, you know, it's just, I'm trying to get in the schedule of eating more iron, but I understand, you know, a lot of people are running, ripping, racing, so why not prepare the night before? So I guess our number one day today is I'm asking the question to everybody, why can't you prepare the night before? Why can't you prepare the night before? Okay, well, I just had a busy week. Okay, well, how about before you sit down to eat your dinner, prepare the next day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Okay. Well, I don't have two snacks. Okay. Well, the vending machine's there. Go and eat some chips. You know, give yourself a treat. But at least you know what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's in your bag with the water, with the milk, with the nuts and the carrots. You know, but you gotta, why don't we prepare the night before? You know, I know a lot of times if I'm home, I'll eat that oatmeal, that quick oats oatmeal, because I know I got a busy morning. You know, I don't have time to dilly-dally around, and, you know, I don't have time sometimes. A lot of times I'll get up maybe an hour early and I'll do a smoothie or something like that. I'll just throw some stuff together. But, and hopefully it'll taste good. But we have all these things that we can do. You know, we say we're on a schedule. We say we put out our outfits. We say we put out, you know, everything the night before. But why not prepare your meals? Prepare your mind. Prepare. Yesterday I was preparing for you know, talking about these seven steps. You know, I can't just wake up and prepare then. That's the wrong time to do it. Preparing takes an extra step sometimes. You got to take a step back and say, okay, maybe I'll prepare the next 3-4 days my meals. Maybe I'll prepare, you know, instead of running to the store every day, morning, noon, night, you know, just prepare. Sit down and say, okay, maybe you just want to prepare your breakfast. Maybe I'll just prepare my breakfast for the next 5 days. Yogurt. Maybe I'll just prepare my lunch. I'll have some yogurt and some nuts. Maybe I'll just prepare my dinner, and I'll just have, you know, a smoothie with some protein in it. You know, and I want to talk about that too. You know, what protein is good for you and what protein is bad for you? That's a good lesson as well. But we are almost out of time already. So what are some of your words that Arlene, you have for us? What are you thinking over there about today's lesson about prepare?
I'm thinking about the word air. Just everyone, just wherever you are, take a deep breath. Wow, breathing that air. And ask yourself this. Am I ready? Am I ready to make changes in my health? Just like the air you just breathed into your lungs, are you ready to make the changes in your health today? Are you ready to say to yourself and transform your mind and your thinking so that you look at food differently? So think about air. Am I ready to move forward in my health? And when you do that, ask yourself, am I drinking the appropriate amount of water? Ask yourself, do I choose the better choices when I go to the vending machine? And ask yourself, just what are you saying to yourself? Are you saying, I can't do this? Or are you saying, I can? Are you saying, I'll try? Are you saying, I'm going to put in my body those things that's going to give me energy? Think about air. Am I ready? Back to you.
And how can we get in touch with you if we need any of your great materials?
If you need any of my great materials, one of the ways is simply to go on Amazon.com and you can get the book, Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program, that would be beneficial to you. If you just want to know how much water do I need to drink, in that book, if you read it, it will tell you that. And the other way is if you want to reach out to me and carry the conversation on any further, you certainly may reach me at arlenesweats@gmail.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. So today we just wanted to put something in your thought press. How are you preparing? Are you is that my phone? Are you preparing to do that extra step? Is that my phone? Or is that your phone?
That's my
Sounds.
Phone.
Oh, it is.
Can you hear me?
Like, what's that beep? But we have a couple minutes left, so ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to put that into your thought process. Today, you know, it's just critical. We don't think, how can I build for my now and for my future?
Mm-hmm.
Air is important. Air is very important. Air
yes.
is very important. You know, are you in that proper mindset to just breathe some air?
Mm-hmm.
But I know you're busy. You know, a lot of people are just saying, okay, I'm busy, 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 busy. But, yeah, you're busy, but are you thinking about your body and the things that you put in it? Yeah, you're busy, but are you preparing the night before? Yeah, you're busy, but then you have that headache and then you have that tiredness. So, you know, if you ever want to further this discussion, I believe we will be having a conference on this as well. Soon. I don't know if it will be this year or not, but we will be having a conference on this soon. Because health is just so important, and it's important that you walk every day in health, you know, and better your body and better your understanding. And you can't get this overnight. It's not an overnight dose. This is a day-to-day health walk that you can take with me, myself, or Arlene, and talk about ways to get more healthy. So I want to thank you for joining me for another episode of Jamie's Journal. Come back tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. So we're going to do it Monday and Tuesday up until August, the middle of August, and then we are going to jump on another topic. Because health is just so important. It is so much. I know, Arlene, that we have in us that we just don't get out. So, and a lot of people don't know. So, if ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come and share the show, you can go onto my Facebook page, my fan page, and you can share today's lesson on good health. Acting better, feeling better spiritually, physically, and mentally, and knowing that your future looks brighter just because you can get up and feel better than the day before. So I'm going to say God bless you, and have a wonderful magnanimous Monday. And tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you. On Jamie's Journal.